of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to 101.1 Frequency Radio. You are now on air, Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And I just wanted to start and say, I appreciate the joy that we can bring in our reality on a day-to-day basis. Joy, optimism, love, laughter. Ultimately, these things bring light to the shadows that we experience on a day-to-day basis. And I think I just wanted to start it off and have a gratitude grounding meditation by affirming that being in life is like being a co-creator of the movie that you want to create. Essentially, you are the director and the star. You know, you are the producer and the creator of the script, you know? And I just think that there's a surrender to how the flow of a film can be produced because of all the other parts that are played to be able to see the scene that is in front of you. So before we jump right in, you know, I just wanted to sprinkle that on you. Before we jump right in, allow ourselves to step into a grounding meditation real quick just to be able to receive not only the messages that are going to be shared in this episode, but also receive the presence of your existence, because you deserve to accept who you are and who you're becoming, because the movie is still going to continue to be created as you go. So you'll hopefully see the star within yourself as you start to produce your scenes. So with that being said, allow yourself to be grounded, and wherever you are, place your hand on your heart, place your other hand on your gut. And I encourage you to breathe deeply with intent. As your lungs expand, allow yourself to be reminded of what you want to expand upon as you inhale. What would you like to receive? And as you exhale, remind yourself of what you would want to let go of, what no longer serves you. And continue to keep this cycle going so that way you can be able to fully breathe with intent and receive the abundance of your reality. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. As I inhale, I am breathing in abundance, love, and compassion. As I exhale, I am letting go of fear, worry, and self-doubt. Imagine your life as a captivating film. A cinematic masterpiece. Unfolding scene by scene. Each moment is a brushstroke with creative colors on your canvas of existence. Your journey begins with the opening credits, the foundation of your identity and purpose. Like a seed planted in fertile soil, your potential is already sown. Your early experiences, relationships, and belief will continue to shape the character that you wish to become. May we allow our scenes to grow and flourish. May we allow ourselves to transmute any disharmonious energy into peace, healing, and nurturing energy, so it shall be immediately and abundantly. Ashe. Peace, peace, peace. So, with that being said, I genuinely feel like life is a movie. It just feels like it's becoming more intentional as we expand. You know, in my individual journey, I've just been seeing a lot of things happen, a lot of experiences that I'm really grateful for that have helped me cultivate the being that I am and who I'm becoming. And it's just been adding more to the excitement of seeing how things are going to flow and grow. But in reality, you really never know how it's gonna go. I appreciate the ability to be able to flow and grow, but I've also been able to apply faith through uncertainty, so that way I could be able to see myself in the experience of, you know, co-creating that reality. You know, it's like when I surrender to the flow of the universe, I'm able to allow things to just be in the, you know, divinity that it already is. And then I'm seeing like a whole different perspective as I'm just observing it and receiving it. So there was a message that I really came across that I feel like would really embody and encapsulate some more of this topic. And I would love to share it with y'all.
I'm a big believer in that saying, the way you spend your days is the way you spend your life. Think about that for a second. If you feel like you're procrastinating every day, if you feel like you're always counting down the hours into the weekend at the workplace, if you feel like you can't ever honor any promises that you keep to yourself, then it's not really just a daily thing. Eventually, that's how you spend the rest of your life. Days add into weeks, add into months, add into years, and it's always that same pattern, man. You think next year is finally going to be your year, when your life is going to change, man, even though your daily habits have not, but you said the exact same shit last year. I think life's ultimate outcomes are really just accumulation of daily habits. The way you see yourself, the way you carry yourself, the way you interact with yourself, man. All of that dictates how you interact with the external world too. Eventually, that's how you see the possibilities of what the world has to offer you and how you fit into all of that. I don't want you guys to get this confused. I'm not talking about how every single day needs to be all work, no play, all hustle and perfection, man. I'm talking about the standard at which you choose to carry yourself on a daily basis. The habits that you embody each day. If you're constantly putting things off, always settling for the easiest route through something, then that kind of mentality and thinking pattern has literally become a habit. It's become the norm. Distrusting yourself has also become the norm. And just like how all positive habits can carry into everything else in your life, these negative ones will do the exact same thing until something changes. Which is why I think it's so important to be mindful that the standards you choose to set each day dictate who you choose to be that day, and eventually who you want to be tomorrow.
So this is another reason why I believe that life is a movie, because I am choosing the scenes that I want to play within. I am choosing my character. And the way that I choose my character is by affirming the thoughts that I'm giving energy to. The way I affirm thoughts that I'm giving energy to is how we did earlier in the start. You know, affirmations, meditation, introspection, you know, taking time to actually give more energy to the positive thoughts than the negative thoughts. Because ultimately, I believe wherever you give your energy is where you will be energetically. So the best way to affirm those great thoughts that you want to give more energy to would be to put words behind them. What kind of words? Like we just said, affirmations. So I'm going to speak out loud that I am transmuting any disharmonious energy into peace. I'm going to speak out loud that I am transmuting any worry into the ability to be affirmed and solid and grounded in my steps and where I'm going. Even when at times where things feel uncertain or unclear, I know that I am clear with my intentions. I am clear with my integrity. I am clear with where my heart is, and not getting so caught up in the head. So allowing myself to feel in my heart. So yeah, that just reminded me of something that I learned before. It was a quote that basically was stated like, your thoughts create your words. Your words create your actions. Your actions create your habits. Your habits create your character. And your character determines your destiny. So that's what I meant by being the character that is aligned in my movie from scene by scene. Because in each scene, I want to allow myself to be present. In each scene, I want to allow myself to grow and expand and learn. In each scene, I want to be able to make sure that my actions is matching my intentions. You know, it's all great to speak out great words and affirm those things that, you know, you want to see more of yourself, especially when you feel like your subconscious mind is fighting against, you know, what you say positively. If you say something positively to yourself and you hear your mind trying to contradict what you said as if like, oh, that's not true, you know, then you know that that's the voice that you're battling. That's the voice that you need to take the sword out on. And really cut that joint up into pieces until his voice is not louder than the positive voice that you are, you know, putting out into the universe. Because ultimately, I've seen time after time again where just a shift of the mindset, just a shift of where you're setting your mind can literally open up that reality, that energy. It's almost like, how can you expect to eat more food if you're already full? It's like, if I'm already full of nonsense, if I'm already, for lack of better terms, if I'm full of shit, how can I be full of love, you know? How can I also be full of something that is serving me in the best way if I'm full of all of these negative thoughts, if I'm full of all of this negative energy, if I'm full of perspectives or full of past traumas? You know, if I didn't let go of any of these things, how can I be full of the new things that I want to obtain? How can I be full of love? How can I be full of healing? How can I be full of greatness? How can I be full of abundance if I'm affirming a state of lack? You know, it's going to be a little difficult. So I just really think that as we battle these negative thoughts or negative energies, that's the best way to do so is to have affirmations that can solidify your subconscious mind. So that way the affirmation feels natural. And why is it going to feel natural? Because you're literally taking the steps necessary to be it, to become it, to stand within it. And if I am doesn't feel right to you, then maybe you should shift it to I feel and I can and I love or I speak. You know, maybe another type of affirmation may assist you, because sometimes people have a little pushback when it comes to stating I am affirmations, because if they feel like that's something that they're still working on, they might have difficulty actually looking in the mirror and stating it. But, you know, I think personally, I think that's the whole point, is that you're supposed to face that difficulty. You're supposed to bring that shadow out to the forefront and face it and conquer it. But if you're having difficulty really like standing in it, I would suggest trying I can and I feel. Because I feel like those can really be aligned more to the body, where you don't feel like you have to push back so much. So for instance, let's say the affirmation is, I am powerful and radiant in everything I do. Now let's say that you felt a little pushback when you said that. Let's change it and add in I feel and see how that resonates. I feel I am powerful and radiant in everything I do. Now let's try I can and see how that resonates. I can be powerful and radiant in everything I do. Ashe. Come on. See that, John? See, even my body resonated that joke differently. I had to say Ashe after that. So I just feel like that's just something that I would want to encourage you upon. You know, I feel, I can, and there's even more. I love, I speak, I see. You know, these things can be able to affirm more clarity while you're reaching your enlightenment. So that way you can be able to face your shadows, conquer your subconscious mind, and allow yourself to flourish and persevere in the energy that is best serving you right now. You know, so maybe there might be something that you're, you know, going through, but ultimately the way you affirm and love on yourself is what's going to get you through even more, you know, and know that your support is always there for you. So with that being said, do y'all ever feel like y'all can hear a soundtrack playing as you're living your life? I don't know about y'all, but I literally feel like I hear music in my head at all times. Like, maybe that's just the attribute of being the music, but I promise you, 9 times out of 10, there's probably a soundtrack playing in my head, and I'm just like, where is this song coming from? I feel like it might be coming from someone else's head, or maybe it is the soundtrack of my life right now, or maybe it's the soundtrack of that moment. But the reason why I said that is because the soundtrack of our lives is composed of the feelings and energies that resonate within and around us. So our emotions can either propel us forward or hold us back. By tuning into our emotional soundtrack, we have better ways to navigate life's challenges. I wanted to share that because I'm coming from a space of thinking that music can really be able to heal. And music itself has so many different attributes within it that could really be able to help us, you know, enjoy life more and be able to see how we're being supported. So for instance, we had a moment after the World Cafe Live. It was like an open mic that they have every first Tuesday of the month. And at the end of it, we was able to have a moment to like come together. And I felt like it was like a Soul Tribe moment, take a picture, you know, just honor and celebrate ourselves. And anytime I think about taking a picture, I just think that that picture is just really like encapsulating that moment in time. And I'm just grateful to have that moment even captured, because it must have meant something to someone for it to even be caught on camera. So in this instance, it meant a lot to Radiance to be able to capture that moment. And it's funny that as we were taking the picture, I just felt this soundtrack pop in my head. I was just like, the Proud Family. What? You and me will always be tight. Family every single day and night. Even when you're tired acting like a fool, you know I'm loving every single thing you do. And that, yo, that song comes up at times where I really feel like not only we as a collective need it, but in my individual journey, it means a lot. Because to be a family, you really have to accept someone in their lows and in their highs and all their moments to know that, like, this is their authentic being. You're going to love them through their experiences and their expression. And just being yourself can really be able to just expand someone's authenticity. You know, you never really know how much someone needs your authentic being until you allow yourself to express freely and openly, you know, to what's aligned to you. Another example of that is how sometimes I can feel like suppressed emotions, and those suppressed emotions come in tears. But because it's a new experience for me to express openly and outwardly when it comes to my tears, I find myself sometimes like subconsciously trying to hold back. When in reality, I'm like, no, I gotta let go of these tears. These tears are actually gonna become like nurturing seeds of life within my body once I allow myself to let go and know that I'm safe and secure by allowing myself to flow. And once I affirm those things for myself while the emotions are flowing, I start to realize that there's someone else that needs to be able to express their emotions as well. There might be someone else who's suppressing their tears, or someone else that's suppressing, you know, what they're feeling or what they're not acknowledging for themselves. And it took for me to acknowledge what I was feeling myself for someone else to be able to see that they can acknowledge more of their life or more of their natural expression. So yeah, and there was another part that was in that song too. I know that I can always be myself around you more than anybody else. Like, come on now. Like, it's just literally just thinking about love doesn't always have to be a choice of A or B. Like, for instance, I seen this post that was talking about, you know, you meet someone and you feel what you feel. You might just feel love naturally. But then the mind tries to, you know, dictate what type of relationship is it. So it's like, oh, is this platonic or is this romantic? And usually it doesn't really have to be either or. You know, we are the ones that determine those choices. But I'm saying that from a place of like, what if it's really just loving someone authentically as they are? What if the focus didn't have to be whether or not it was going to be just platonic or if it was going to develop to become romantic? What if it just was honoring the love within the connection and knowing that both of you are able to express openly, honestly, and authentically, and that is what's creating more of that love? You know, you're loving the divine reflection of yourself just as much as you're loving the attributes of this being, you know, that you can see within yourself as well, you know, and love being around this person to be able to express more of that and feel more of that safety and security. So, you know, before we try to identify the specifics upon each relationship, or same thing I was talking about with the tiers, trying to identify each reason for each tier, how about you just let yourself express it? Let yourself just be in the feeling of it. And maybe it might be more revelations or more knowledge that comes to mind, you know, regarding the love in the air, you know, later on as you start to have more experience. So yeah, with that being said, I wanted to continue on because I just feel like there's a lot of messages that is flowing through, but they usually are all aligned towards the fact that life is a movie. So like, you know how there's a climax in each movie, right? So each climax has its own set of lessons. So the climax of your life story is where all the drama unfolds, where the challenges are faced, and then growth is achieved. But the moment of truth is received when the turning point is there to shape your destiny. So just like I said earlier, your thoughts create your words create your actions create your habits create your character, and your character determines your destiny. So the character that you are, you know, becoming, or that you already are, is essentially aligning in the fate of how things are happening. So I have to be okay with the circumstances. I have to be okay with the challenges. I have to be okay with the drama that unfolds, because each of them have a turning point that allows me to shape my destiny. Don't even get me started talking about shaping, because I literally had a new experience of shaping my reality through clay, which is an interesting experience. Shout out to Angelique too, who created this space called Pottery and Poetry with the help of Neptune 21. And that space was really, really expansive. And it really helped me to see, like, you can really be able to create your reality not only from the words you speak, not only from the actions you lead within, but also from the things you do with your hands. Like, I can only imagine if I didn't have hands, I don't know what I would do. But, like, I realized that in that moment, I was shaping my reality while I was shaping the clay to be able to create something that I just never thought I would ever create, which is like this, I don't even know what to call it. It's a sculpture of like a face, but it also has this like little cup holder in the back. I'll just show it to y'all when the time of the line. But it's its own creation, and I feel like life can literally become its own creation once you allow yourself to shape it and get involved with your hands. Another message that kind of embodies this with getting involved in life with your hands and shaping your reality is action on fire is better than knowledge on ice. And I'm saying that from the pretense of knowing that the action that you literally pursue to learn through the climax of the movie it will help you be able to embody more of the knowledge, instead of thinking that you need to sit and, you know, read a book from A to B, from front to back, to be able to take action. You know, sometimes you can learn through your experience. There's a lot more knowledge that you can receive through your experience of what you're doing sometimes even more than reading it. You know, reading it is just one perspective from one writer, when in reality, you could receive so many other perspectives just by experiencing it and, you know, receiving maybe help from a mentor or someone else's feedback who has done it or that's doing it. You know, that can really be able to embody more of that expression. So, yeah, something else I felt called to share, right? Okay, message. You don't walk this journey alone. You know, your friends, your family, your soul kin, your mentors, they are all supporting cast, okay? You have to have a supporting cast to be a part of a movie. You know, there has to be other parts to be played. The quality of our relationships, though, they can significantly impact our overall well-being. So if we begin to nurture these connections, we can create a supportive network that helps us navigate life's challenges, but also celebrate life's triumphs. You know, there is a lot of things that is going on within the movie. And when the credits start to roll, just remember that your life is an ongoing masterpiece. Every moment is an opportunity to write a new chapter. Every moment is an opportunity to create a new scene. Every moment is a literal reminder that you can rewrite your destiny. You are creating this movie scene by scene, the action you wish to place into it. You know, just like we shared earlier with the quote, like he literally spoke about your day-to-day habits create your day-to-day that you wish to see year by year. You know, so it's like, if I want my year to be abundant, I have to be expressing my abundance right now. If I want my year to be full of love, I have to be expressing love right now. If I want to see a future where it's full of longevity and nurturing energy and healing, you know, I have to make sure I'm taking the proper actions towards my healing right now. You know, so there will be no need for me to worry about the future if I'm doing these things right now in the present moment. So, you know, allow that to be a moment to just embrace your director's chair, seize your spotlight, and live your life to the fullest, because you are the star of your own show. So here are some key takeaways from today's episode. One, our lives are grand cinematic movies, and we're both the director and the lead actor. Two, our beginnings shape our identity and purpose. Three, our emotions influence the direction of our life story. Four, pivotal moments of challenge and growth can be transformative. Five, the people in our lives contribute to our journey. They are the supporting cast. So now I would love to hear from you all. You know, if you have anything that you would like to share, if you would love to send me like a voice memo of anything that you received from not only this episode or any other episodes, I would love to receive that. I just want to make this more interactive, more about the collective. And, you know, I know it's called the Sheen Anthony Show, so of course it's going to be me, Sheen Anthony, talking about Sheen Anthony. But at the same time, there's a bigger purpose of what's being spoken about, and I want to make sure I'm involved in that as well. So some questions I will leave you with are, how do you navigate life's challenges and make intentional choices? What does directing your life's narrative mean to you? And if you would love to share more about this, please send in a message or just share something on Instagram, hashtag The Sheen Anthony Show, and I would love to receive it. And I'll see you next Monday at 10:30 a.m. on The Sheen Anthony Show.